USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump makes a major announcement from the White House about the leader of the Islamic State.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
U.S. Special Forces conducted a nighttime raid in northwest Syria after locating Baghdadi.
The thug who tried so hard to intimidate others spent his last moments in utter fear, in total panic and dread, terrified of the American forces bearing down on him.
The president said 8 helicopters flew more than an hour over dangerous territory, taking fire, which they eliminated. He says when they landed, U.S. forces blew holes in the side of the complex because the door was booby-trapped. Baghdadi ran into a dead-end tunnel with 3 of his children and then detonated his suicide vest. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A manhunt is underway around Greenville, Texas, for whoever shot and killed 2 people at a college homecoming party on Saturday night. More than 700 people were at the party near the campus of Texas A&M Commerce. Body Oxford is the chief deputy sheriff of Hunt County.
Once the scene was secured, we did locate 2 deceased individuals inside the building, and it was reported that there's 14 other individuals that have sought or currently in the hospital seeking treatment.
About 90,000 people have been ordered to leave towns in Northern California that are threatened by a wildfire that's now 40 square miles. Evacuation orders and warnings are now in effect for almost all of Sonoma County, stretching to the coast. Police in Britain have charged a truck driver with manslaughter and conspiracy to traffic people after 39 people died inside a truck he was driving. 4 others have also been arrested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A witness called in the impeachment inquiry has made a court filing. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
An ex-White House advisor scheduled to testify before House impeachment investigators on Monday wants a federal court to decide first whether he should comply with a subpoena or follow President Trump's directive against cooperating in what the president dubs a scam. After getting a subpoena Friday, former Deputy National Security Advisor Charles Kupperman quickly filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Washington asking a judge to decide whether he should accede to the House demands or assert immunity from congressional process as directed by President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Retail Federation has released the latest survey on Christmas shopping that reflects a 4% increase over last year. John Clemens reports.
The annual survey indicates an average $1,047.83 will be spent on Christmas this year. Shoppers between the ages of 35 to 44 plan to spend the most at over $1,100. The survey of 7,782 adult consumers by the National Retail Federation was conducted in early October and showed, as in previous years, 39% of Christmas shoppers said they would start buying gifts before November, while 43% are waiting until at least November, while 18% are waiting until December.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.